Cognitively competent Christianity. Folk evangelists often ask strangers, "Are you saved?" Those strangers respond just like they respond to pushy salesmen. When the occasional stranger is a cognitively competent Christian, who responds with, "I hope to be declared saved on Judgment Day. How about you?" Those amateur evangelists are at a loss for words. Why would professional Christians send out such naive, ill-equipped amateurs? And why would they presume themselves qualified to call and choose anyone to an assignment that is clearly reserved for those with legitimate spiritual gifts for it? Do those professionals even have legitimate gifts for the ministry? Is the ministry really a legitimate assignment for people who expect to get paid for it? You may want to visit our site to read a related micro-shorts memo entitled Gospel Hucksters. www.link1.info/microshorts. While there, look for another one with the title, "Are You Saved?" Is this to say that rank and file Christians are not to share the gospel message with others? No. The Apostle Paul told us specifically how to do that at Colossians 4:6. Quote, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man." End quote. The Apostle Peter was aligned with that, too. Quote, "Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you." End quote. 1 Peter 3:15. Jesus demonstrated how to do that, both effectively and efficiently, as explored in our micro-shorts memo, Ears to Hear. Thank you for listening to this micro-shorts memo. It's from the Link One Bible Research Team of Bible Explorers Club, LLCS ~2=05e. To access the text for this, along with roughly 100 other really short Bible-related memos like it, you may visit www.link1.info/microshorts. You will find a lot more of value on that website too. So visit often, and explore. Got questions? Just click on the Contact tab at www.link1.info.